Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Do-do-do-do. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Y'all, welcome to Reality Gaze. I'm here with Poodle, and Poodle, it looks like you have some people tied up in a closet somewhere with microphones in front of their faces. What's happening?
Oh, that's just, those are just my friends, Kim and Kyle.
Y'all, it's a gay cray. It's a gay reality gay cray. Kim and Kyle.
It's a coffee talk, I'm calling it. A coffee talk with friends. But later in the second show, we'll probably switch to booze.
At least Kyle will for sure.
I will too. Y'all, we're so happy to see our friends here.
Have we're a reality here to talk about butt plugs.
No. I have a more important question. If a woman refers to your penis as red but yummy, is that a compliment?
Yes, or it not? Is. Okay. I guarantee you, David's penis is quite pink.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just kind of looks like a lost English child in winter. Just really red and just smooth.
And he really jerks it hard, so it's just red and angry. So he's just when he's like, I assume he's just jerking it with her.
It kind of always looks like a dick that's been in a cock ring too long, just red and angry. You know?
Does he jerk it in the bathroom by himself though?
I think he's on camera. I have a feeling that David is not as mild-mannered as we think he might be.
No.
She said she likes it. She said she's horny. I mean, I don't know.
He's into some wild shit.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Do you think Jake
once fucked a guy who was deaf and he was freaky deaky?
He was. I have slept with two deaf men.
Oh.
Both I would recommend.
All right.
Would fuck again.
Reach out to Jake for those details.
I told the first story a long time ago, and it probably almost got me canceled. So I'm not going to tell that one again. That one I think we probably took out of the podcast because it was not great. One of the remnants is still around. I'm not going to tell you a catchphrase, but it's still around. But anyway,
it's probably like our episodes of Queer Love that just dropped, where we're going to get canceled because Poodle can't stop talking about Lexi's boobs.
Two little bald men she smuggled into the studio.
We're going to talk about y'all. We're going to talk about Before the 90 Day, but we know y'all are watching Ultimatum. You watched Ultimatum Queer Love too.
Oh my God. We sure did. Literally had to drive somewhere in the morning, and I was like, had my iPad in the car, and I was like listening and like trying to call Kyle at the same time. Like, what's happening? I had to skip ahead. What happened? Did she go back to Yoli? Like, I was like flipping the fuck out.
I've never seen so many spelling errors in texts from Kim because she was typing so frantically about it.
I really was. It was bad.
All caps too, which, you know.
Yeah. It was the most exciting ride of a new show in a long time for us. I gasped. I've also never heard a more lesbian charge of arrest than she threw a pet gate at me.
Oh my God. And she said it so nonchalantly. I lost my fucking mind. Pet gate. It was heavy. I did get arrested. I was like, what?
I lost my mind. And then I went, that probably really hurt. That was awful. Mildred may be one of the worst people in a reality show that I've seen in a long time.
She thought we would all side with Tiff. I was like, wait, what?
Slow burn on it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That really,
especially when she's living with Aussie, and you're like, "Well, Jesus, there's a clear winner here. Not so fast,
right?" Yeah. Oh, but it was. What did you guys? Did you watch the first season? Did you watch the first season? Yeah. We covered it.
Yeah, it was bad.
This show only needs to be done with queer people, and preferably women and non-binary people, because it's just going to be endlessly entertaining with talk of, there's lots of tight holding, lots of leaning in and foreheads touching, and that just had me going the whole time. I think it
could also be done with people that are like not on an island but feel like they belong together. They're like not just queer people, but if they did like the Ultimatum : like Train Track Edition, and just people who lived in boxcars on trains, like trucks, like people in these like communities. They can't get away from those communities because there is this pull that, which Jake and I talk about, like the lesbian drama is just the most drama.
It's the best drama.
It really was great. I mean, the Xander and Yoli stuff, I still don't understand. Like, did Xander just talk a bunch of shit about, oh, I want to get married and have kids stat? Because then it was like, yeah, I saw her at Coachella. Whatever. We're on our own journeys. I'm like, that's it?
There was definitely some over the shoulder, over the boob action there. There was definitely some motorboating and tight holding. They just didn't want to talk about it on the show.
But then why aren't they together now?
I think Xander saw themselves and went, I need to say as little as possible on this reunion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so. By the way, I
just don't trust anything Yoli says after
She's an absolute nuisance in a relationship. Nightmare.
I so want Mal to peg me nightly. I'm so in love with them.
Does Mal go by? I'm sorry. Does Mal go by?
Actually,
they,
I don't know. I don't know if she goes.
Mal is she. They. Mal is she. They.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So one thing I wanted to know from you guys is if you flipped like I did. Of at the end, I was kind of like, y'all, Vanessa's not so bad.
I know.
I was there, and then I thought, I really can't stand Lexi. Because I was with Lexi until about, maybe it was her boobs that mesmerized me. Maybe it was Melon One and as
I'm gonna edit this out if you keep talking about it.
As the only person currently having sex with a woman in this room, I can say that they were pretty fantastic and very distracting. Pretty distracting.
They, in every single scene, I am thoroughly homosexual. I am entrenched in it. And all I could do was stare at those Golden Globes in every scene.
Did you immediately run to her OnlyFans as soon as she found out it existed?
Of course I did.
Yes, thank you.
She has an OnlyFans?
Of course she does. She's a fake-ass bitch.
I do think she's fake.
And she's not dumb. Because her OnlyFans has, I swear to God, this is not an exaggeration. Her OnlyFans has, I think, 890 photos on there. And not one of them is nude unless you pay $50 for a single post, by the way. Not even a subscription. And all 890 photos are just of cleavage.
Yeah. Generally. Oh, yeah. She knows.
I respect that.
She knows.
Yeah. Monetize that shit.
Hey. Know.
Just two bald Gino heads in a bra.
Let's be honest with what we're going to talk about on this episode of Before the Natty. We are one half step away from an OnlyFans with what we're going to talk about.
question for you guys. What did you call, especially Who Stayed Together? Were you way off?
Everybody fucking got engaged. That's why.
Yeah.
Everybody did.
Except
Vanessa, every single person either accepted or gave a proposal. And Vanessa was the only, and we were like, there's no way any of these people get engaged. They all fucking got engaged.
They all did.
Yeah.
And then the only goddamn person that is still in a relationship is Aussie and Sam.
Wow. That's incredible. That was
Sam
really,
deserves better.
Oh my
Sam,
God.
Sam wound up being one of my favorite people because she grew the most. And like I said, I can't believe I'm saying this, especially the way I felt the first five or six episodes. If I was in Hawaii and Vanessa's like, hey, come hang with me, I'd be like, well, I'm going to tell people where I am. But then I'd go hang out with her. I think it'd be a fun
location
night.
Location services.
You were lonely, and you need to have your head examined.
I think it'd be a fun night. I think we could get into some trouble.
So we really dove in on her in our last podcast covering episodes 5 through 8.
Yeah.
And one of the questions I asked Kim that I think I made her eyes cross is, because this was too philosophical maybe, but I'm curious what your thoughts are. If you are in love with someone, but the source of that love is only about your own protecting your own ego, is that actually love? If you believe it, if you truly believe in your heart you love someone, but anyone can see that it's only because you don't want to get hurt.
Yeah,
is that
totally
real?
I think that depends on that's perspective, and it is real for the person. If they say it's real, it's real for them if they believe it. I really believe that Vanessa was raised. The man who raised her influenced everything. That father is dangerous. The way he talked about have a lease for a person for 7 years and trade them in.
I've heard that before, though. I've actually heard that quite a lot.
On our podcast from Jake, who said, if you last 7 years, that's a good run. You should be together longer than that anyway. That is literally what you said.
That is a philosophy. and I'm saying it in a more jokester way. But I believe her father was really saying that. I believe he actually counts. How many years he's been with someone.
He's ready to introduce legislation.
Yes. He's writing as congressman. And I believe that if anyone's raised by a man like that, her mother, by the way, has passed. So I think it explains everything.
That explains so much.
Yeah. And I know that because she, Michelle from Bloody Day and I were talking about it. And she basically said she saw a thing where she's like, oh, I really like my mother in this picture. And I went on her Instagram, and it turns out there are pictures of her as younger, and there's pictures of her mom who passed. So she was raised by that absolute narcissist monster. And so it makes sense. Would I get in a relationship with her? Absolutely not. Would I go out for Mai Tais? Probably.
She'd probably be fun.
If you kept it entirely surface level, I could see having fun with her.
We could pick up a couple sailors. You know? Who knows?
You could do that. I think Tiff seems like by far the most fun hang.
She's the best hang. Yeah. I have a feeling she might fight at the end of the night, though, if we're getting a little drunk.
She might, not with me.
Like, I'm, you know.
I have a feeling she might try to punch a girl at the bar. She's that type of lesbian who I've been out with a couple times. They're always pushing the bouncer a little too much.
My friend in middle school, Jamie Lee, was like that, where at a time you went out, she would get happy and then she'd see, and she'd like, hey man, how are you? And she kind of hit your arm, kind of like what it says. I think Soleil Moonfry was that character on Dating Joey on Friends or something, where you're like, hey, how are you? And they hit your arm and it just fucking hurts. And they're
Soleil Moonfry?
Like, yeah, she was on Friends. She played like the girl who hit Joey's arm. Sorry, I'm dating
myself. Was that
myself.
How she was credited?
I think so. But no,
I've only had one friend like that my entire life, where it's just always they crack a joke and then they just slap your arm really hard while they're laughing at their own joke.
That was Jamie Lee.
I would go, ow!
I do have a friend who hits me, but only when he's angry. Not going to say who that is.
You know what? You need it. When you you knew you needed it because you move away.
Thanks for telling me I deserve it.
Yeah, you'll say something and you know you'd need to smack for it.
Got to watch out for those pet gates.
Yeah.
picture frames, apparently.
All right.
Sex board games came to my address.
Sex board games.
What are some sex board games? Would it be Tie Me Up and Sorry?
Twister.
Hungry Hippos, you could just do the regular game.
That's clear.
Yeah, that's clear. That's clear.
If you're like Gino, the game of life is inherently sexual, I think.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I think we're done with all of our... Y'all, check out... be sure to vote in... Oh, wait. I think our Bi-Curious poll is done. We'll be coming... The primary's done. We're going to have the next round coming up.
You're going to be choosing between... Unless there's a huge upset, you're going to be choosing between Match Me Abroad... the Mer people and the y'all, that is a favorite. People lost their minds over Mer people.
That's what I'm gunning for.
That is the sentimental favorite. I'm not suggesting it, and you cannot say what you're gunning for. Remember, you have to be impartial. Mer people, and then the third one is Jewish matchmaking.
Can I take me abroad is
kind of boring.
Yeah. That's the only so we had that's really high boring. Hopes. We had really high hopes for Dick Me Abroad, but so far we've watched 3 episodes and there's just really there's a couple cringy dates that kind of feel a little bit like Single Life, but it is glacial.
I watched one episode and I kind of went, maybe I'll go back to it. People seem to love it because it hits that 90-day sweet spot for a lot of people of that cringe. We only do one episode, so it's a one-off. It's weird, though, with Mer people. I started getting DMs from people, and they started, like, exponentially multiplying. You should do Mer people. It's really amazing.
Can you explain the premise? Because my imagination is really running wild.
Well, Kyle, Mer people,
catalogs.
Is it like literally what it sounds like?
Yes, no, it is people who want to be mermaids or mermen or merpeople.
Or some people who not only swim with the merfins everywhere, but they also...
they believe they are mermaids.
One person actually believes that their ancestors were merpeople, and then like evolution just kind of gave them legs.
There's
also be a mermaid. You just got to like sweaty sailor balls in your face all the time. Like,
I think a lot of these people are probably, this is just me spitballing, maybe not really happy with the existence that they're in right now.
Yeah.
So that's just me spitballing.
Kyle, I think you'd be a very hot merman.
Thank you. I do have a trident.
Oh, do you?
How would the beard react to constant salt water, though? I don't think you're made for that.
It would start to get even wider than it already is.
Yeah.
When you see a show like that, and I know that you've only seen the preview, do you feel like this is genuine? Because here's the thing. Like, I hear about a show like Merfolk, and I think it's maybe just because... Oh, I am so sorry.
Don't slander the
auteur
production.
The nature of our really, really stupid politics right now makes me feel like are you at all concerned that a show like that is a disingenuous slam on people with alternative lifestyles and different gender identities?
That, like, I think, is more thought than the production ever gave.
Okay. Too deep, Kyle.
Yeah.
Now, I do agree with you in some ways. The trailer makes it so magical that you can tell the lens is completely affirmative with these people. So
we're leaning real in.
They are really leaning into it. And the lens is wondering, it's almost like they went, what makes someone want to become a merperson? What makes someone want to do that? And there's one woman who goes, I'm a landlocked mermaid. I live in Nebraska. And I'm like, what a metaphor. And I found myself getting sucked in. And I went, oh my God, I do believe in mermaids by the end of
it. They are simply oppressed by capitalism because you can't afford... You can't afford to live on the coast anymore.
No.
I'm telling y'all, Poodle is going to grow up and be Debbie.
Socialism for all.
He's going to have the long hair. He's going to have bangly jewelry. Apparently, I got so many texts last night of people freaking out over Kenny and Debbie being in a pillow talk together. I don't know if you've heard that.
Kenny and Debbie.
And so what they're doing now on Pillow Talk is they're showing up at someone's house and the other person doesn't know who they're going to see. They're surprising them. It's really smart. So Kenny showed up and he walked in and there's Debbie and she made him some Texas margaritas and they sat down and watched a show.
What if it's like Angela though?
Well, I know.
I think they would make sure that the person's going to be physically okay. Not Angela.
Probably not.
But I think that has its good points and bad points. It does feel kind of like speed dating, but what if the person immediately doesn't want to be there? Like, what if
they probably just toss the footage?
Yeah, let's hope so.
But are you kidding? Aren't those fucking dick pigs out there? Our listeners would love to just see people squirm. Y'all, we are watching a man get catfished and thinking that maybe she's still real, and it is sad, are all leaning in and riveted as fuck.
This is like fucking Dancer in the Dark this season. This is just like waiting. This is, you're kind of like looking there. I think they're doing this.
Let's get into it,
I think they're doing this, and this is kind of what I believe. I have a feeling that everyone's going to get some type of redemption. So what they're doing is making them lower at the beginning so they can get a bigger arc. But
except
still,
Gino. Gino can never be redeemed.
Absolutely not. No.
He's not.
He's still a fucking idiot.
All right.
Let's jump in, y'all. Jump into it. Gino is... I'm going to say this sentence, and I'm going to pause for you to imagine how kind of bleak it already is. Speaking of bleakness, Gino is making pasta with his cousins and Uncle Marco in the common area of the apartment complex that Uncle Marco lives in.
I just can't imagine, like, you have the time, space, energy, and just space in your life to make homemade pasta, but you can't eat in your own home.
In a common area.
Yeah.
Do you think it was just better for filming? Like,
I think
cooking in his apartment, right?
Uncle Gino's a hoarder. He's a hoarder. Uncle Marco, that's what I meant.
But there's something about it that they were making this pasta there. Can you imagine if you tried to like walk through or you needed to like microwave something in the common room and there was a team and a production crew like making an entire Italian feast in a common room?
I mean, I would
say my mind goes to the darkest place imaginable, which is he has extremely problematic paraphernalia in his home and refused to remove it.
I'm going to go with that one. But Kyle, can you imagine also the cleanup? It would never, ever get clean. Like, no one's going to clean the common room for shit. They're just going to leave like flour from like pasta, and there's going to be like red sauce stains on the fucking table, and it's going to smell like pasta for months.
And then you're going to have a laminated passive aggressive 8x11 typed out note about please clean the common room and have respect for your neighbors, just like duct taped to the wall for months.
That was the most appalling part of this segment for me, is the fact that it was in a common room.
Yeah.
And they Gino's like, it's Jasmine. It's in the common area of Uncle Marco's apartment building.
A new shirt and a new hat.
You look a lot sharper, honey. Have you dumped the sandals yet? Not yet.
Don't look at my feet, please.
Then it turns into, you guys remember Mike and Jimena? We say that because his father and grandfather always called her Jimena because of where they were from. Can I give some more money to Jimena?
Jimena, I never knew her.
So it felt like the father and grandfather of Mike saying, "Well, we're a little worried about you. You don't stand up for yourself, really. And yeah, you didn't go well last time. And I'm thinking about that prenup." Y'all, if he tells Jasmine about a prenup again, she's going to lose her fucking mind.
Yeah.
And
that's 100% why it's going to happen.
Very soon. Gina, I hate you, Gina! I think you're being too subtle there, honestly.
Yeah.
Another toothbrush wasted in the yard.
I laughed like a fat squirrel. I don't know what that means, but I laughed whenever he was like, they showed just, he's talking, Gino's in this common room, and then they just showed a picture of Jasmine, and it was up on like a apartment complex, and she had this kind of metallic dress on, and her hair, and it looked like she was wearing like, not like, you know, like Day of the Dead or whatever, where they put like fake eyes over people. Like, her eyes just looked so big with her, and it looked like she had those wax lips that you get on Halloween.
Oh my God, I wrote that down too. It looked like wax lips.
She just looked like a robot.
You know, they like the coins they put over your eyes.
The coins. Yes. It was just ridiculous.
So this they're hoping that he'll bring up the pernerp, as we call it, but
the prenush.
The prenush. And Gina goes, "That didn't go well last time." Again, master of understatement. Y'all in Panama. We're drinking with the girls, And the friends, one of the friends has a comment that says, well, he's going to deteriorate more and she's only going to get hornier.
Note, but we're worried about Jasmine keeps getting hornier. Gina, you know,
have you ever specifically requested a butt plug kit from a friend?
I haven't. Even in the gay community, it's normally something that you buy on your own.
You procure for your individual self.
It's not usually a gift idea. There's not a housewarming butt plug gift.
And, I mean, not everybody needs it. I mean, hell, my ass makes its own lube, and my first boyfriend was 10-inch dick. So I was just, I didn't have time to get ready. I just had to pray and put my feet in the air.
No training wheels.
I've asked you more than once to not say your ass makes its own lube.
It was made for butt fucking. It was made for it.
Wow.
These butt plugs, right? Like...
But no, they bought the butt plugs. I mean, you can work up to it, obviously. It's more though that look, is there a bit of fraudacity and performative with Gino and Jasmine? Yes. I don't mind
I love it.
Because I love them. I would watch a Gino and Jasmine Smitoff.
Me too.
It's the only thing that makes me laugh this entire season so far.
Yes. So it's so good, but I will say it comes from truth. I think as Jake has said about his sex life now, Jasmine is so oversexed. Jake said, Poodle, what did you say it is you need to come now?
Because it needs to be the Eagles Hotel California playing and to be hit repeatedly with a 57 Chevy. But only on my hip, and it has to be a 57 Chevy, and then I can come.
I think that's where Jasmine is.
And the remastered version of Hotel California.
Wow, okay.
That's okay. Really dark. But
look, I hear you, but Jasmine wants Gino.
You know, I have a theory about that, too. My theory is that she needs someone who's so far beneath her, and because it's a kink for her to saying, look what this troll can get with someone like me.
Do you think that she stomps his nuts?
Oh, yes. I think sex with her is a wild fucking ride, and you never know if you're going to get Basic Instinct with an ice pick. Or if you're gonna make it or not. I think
How does that not make Gino jizz his pants immediately though?
He's not into it. He can't ejaculate, as she says many, many times.
Ejaculate.
I think he's a little scared.
Come with me, Gino. Gino, give me the fruit juice. Come with me, Gino.
I also believe this. I also believe, like I said, sometimes it takes a 57 Chevy and Hotel California to get me there. I believe he jerked off so much on cam sites that he can barely deal with other people anymore.
That's true. I really
do believe that.
Right.
And that's why he goes in the bathroom to jerk off.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more
complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Who do you think, though, first of all, do y'all think that Gino and Jasmine love one another? And if they do, who is more emotionally invested in that relationship?
I don't know if either one of them are emotionally invested. I feel like they both want something.
I don't want to think about them that way.
I'm really confused about what Gino wants. Because Uncle Marco's like, she just bounces those boobs around. And I'm like.
And he turns to jelly.
He doesn't even want to touch them, though. He said, she's like, touch my boob, Gino. And he's like, no. So, like, what does he want from her? I don't get it.
That's a good question.
I think also, this is the other thing. I don't know why I've thought about this situation so much, because I have the same thoughts that you guys have. I think that he is really, really, I think he's really puritanical about sex. And I think that to do it on camera, he's okay whacking it and jerking the gherkin to on a cam site. And when they're right there in front of him, and but to do it in person and to have it physical, I think that's a level of intimacy he hasn't found yet with Jasmine. That's my theory. But again, I've probably thought about it too much, but not as much as Jasmine has thought about how to have anal sex. Because let me tell you, I swing this way, and I was cringing at her description about the butt plugs. First is stimulation, then
first you start
the
with the small, then the middle, then the large,
and then a butt.
The ass can grow.
Then the ass can grow. I kind of went like this.
She said it as if it was scientific. She did. But Kim, you make a good point.
The back door isn't for everyone.
it's not.
Until you try it. And then then you would have to take wild horses to keep me away. And then I'm like, this is what it's like.
You bring up a good point, though, Kim, in that I do know, though, what Jasmine wants. Like, I actually think Jasmine is in love with Gino. Yes, I think she wants to come to the U.S., but I think that you're so right in that with Gino, we don't know. Whereas Jasmine, like she said earlier when she was talking to the hot Australian guy, she wants chaos. And as Poodle said, she wants this control thing. Like, it all makes sense. But now you've got me thinking, like, is part of this season going to be a reveal from Gino, something on Gino's part, like of an admission or something that he's not into her, like, I don't know.
I feel like the only motivation
for Gino.
She
wants controlled chaos.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that Gino feels so guilty about the spreading around her nudes and she can't get a job anymore that he feels obligated to support her and bring her to the U.S. because he knows he fucked up her entire life.
And that's not a recipe for your hard dick.
I also think that for him to have sex with any type of intimacy and passion, he is honest about saying, I can't have anything else, because he was married once before. And so he may not even know how to do that.
And he could also be sincere about, when we fight, I can't get hard, because he's thinking about his divorce, which was to a Brazilian woman.
Yeah.
Right, or she was Brazilian, I think.
Yeah, she was. You're right.
That one out. Damn,
Kim and I are just fucking here. I don't know where you came up with that.
And I wonder if he's.
M&M's.
When they fight, I wonder if he really is genuinely thinking about what this marriage would be like in practical reality in fucking Michigan, and seeing the future. And the future is getting pet gates thrown at you.
Or he's addicted to the drama too. Well, like you just said, pet
part
kids,
of it.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's how he got here for sure.
Yeah,
that's how he got.
Only thing I can think of having her come over for him is having the trophy of look, I'm this nerd, and look who I'm with.
I think what's going to happen is she's going to come over. She's going to get him to move somewhere else because she's not going to like Michigan.
Oh, she's going to pow him.
Yeah, and she's going to pow him. That's exactly what she's going to do.
He's going to be in an RV in Florida in no time. Just
no time.
From your lips to God's ears, hear it now. She will never. She will set maybe spend 6 months in Michigan, and then she'll make him move somewhere else.
I will say
this. He's going to buy a property in the middle of the jungle in Florida and then never do anything with it and then move back in with his cousin.
I actually could see Jasmine being a professional wrestler as well. Actually.
Yeah, I kind of.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, that makes sense.
Boy,
she has the whole teacher persona. Going
yeah,
for
that's
her?
True. Well, that's the first time I thought about Pow in a while. Ugh.
Vince McMahon would entertain a conversation with her.
Oh, he would. Oh, 100%. Because when you see pictures of Jasmine as a teacher, doesn't she look like the teacher in porn movies?
Yeah,
1,000%.
It's like, have you gotten all your assignments done? Because if not, Kim, you will be paddled.
Kim, tell us the ways in which she is like a porn actress, please.
No.
Wow. Kyle, don't give Kim's OnlyFans game away.
I made Kim speechless. That's my goal every podcast.
I was wondering why Kim dyed her hair from green last time to orange this time and had a really long cat eyeliner.
We covered Pornhub on D-Sides, and the whole Kyle exhibited a lot of knowledge around the subject matter, and then was subsequently embarrassed about it. And he was like, "I sound like a crazy person." I was like, "No, it's just my."
Well, I listen. So we have a documentary podcast called D-Sides. We covered Money Shot, the Pornhub story. And we recorded our main discussion, then I have to listen back to it because we do like a follow-up segment. And the entire podcast was basically me explaining to Kim how porn works.
As every man does. As every man does. Poodle still downloads porn. I don't understand it.
I need it to be there. I need it to be, sometimes for the plane. Also, so you can take it anywhere with you. You never know when you're going to need it.
He still is on Napster or whatever, and every time we do our watch-alongs, it shows his downloads, and it's the most disgusting titles of movies I've ever heard. Sure.
You know, if your title's not like titillating, why bother? You know, Pledge Masters Pledge Book. I'm not into it.
I think I tuned out at Mexican Raw Pigs Part 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Right.
You know what?
Part 4 is where it really gets good.
Part 4 really showed some initiative with storytelling there at the end. Yeah. Moving
you gotta get
on,
creative.
Y'all.
If you put just the transcript of this scene with Jasmine and her friends at the club into ChatGPT, you could come up with some really good porn titles.
I agree.
You could.
I totally agree. Later on in the conversation, she says,
if there was a video that was just called the back door isn't for everyone, I would click on it.
I would.
Uh-oh, Kim. Kyle's in his porn space
now. On porn.
Here we go. It was inevitable.
So Jasmine, y'all, wants Gino to write a will and leave everything to me. I don't want his family to get their hands on it.
Green card my ass.
Do you think that Gino's smart enough to spin this into a if you sign the prenup?
Maybe.
No.
Really?
Maybe he is an engineer. He just doesn't have emotional intelligence.
That's true.
I think his brain works with math, but that's about it.
What's the downfall is that Gino's family has gotten fucking mouthy on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
And
cousin? Do you really love my cousin? I wouldn't fuck with Jasmine family, Gino.
Tell your family that the person you were dating is not on social media. Just tell your family that.
Right.
Yeah.
This is when
I was just going to say the most important question I have about this entire segment is why is Gino wearing 3 layers of pants to the airport?
Because she needs to rip through 2 of them to just get it out of her system.
He had, maybe it was just 2 pants, but he had on like the super dorky thing where you keep your passport and the belt thing. And then he had button-up pants and then like joggers on top.
He looks so stylish.
I get cold on planes, so you never know what it's going to be like. Speaking of, his Uncle Marco takes him. It's fine. Uncle Marco is really worried that she's going to push his boobs in front of him and it's going to turn to jelly, as we said earlier. But
which kind of worked on you with Lexi.
It did.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, he's going to Lexi her.
Yeah.
Boy, I said on our podcast, she mesmerized me like Sir Hiss from the old Robin Hood commercials where the snake's face is like, and I was like, boobs. So anyway, y'all, Jasmine is so excited, and she says, oh, I'm so nervous, and I love it that she's like, I can't wait to hug him and kiss him and smell him and grab his ass.
She's very aggressive. That lipstick was aggressive.
Okay, let's talk about the makeout show. So they see each other, they run. They just fucking start the antithesis of Amanda and Razvan. They're like tonguing in the air.
She is eating his face like she's trying to absorb him.
No, it's the Starship Troopers.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And she's her lipstick is all over. She's like, oh, that shows people you're mine.
All over her face and his face, though.
And then, y'all, do you remember her all over her face? Do you remember it's an old Saturday Night Live skit bit on Sprockets with Mike Myers? And
Current references only.
Exactly, current references only. There was a Phil Hartman character who would always be in a German wig.
Rest in peace.
Lipstick was everywhere. And he's like, hello, my name is Helga. I like to date very kind American man. But
I don't remember this.
Well, this completely just steamrolled the show shut. Just stopped us.
Dog Fraulein.
The lipstick is everywhere. And that's what I thought of with Jasmine. Wow.
That's a deep pull.
What does Gino's dick look like? Like
I don't know.
Tonight,
you know? Well, Jasmine says, if we would have done it in public, my lipstick would have been on your face, but my favorite piece of meat.
Jasmine's going to make Gino's dick look like David's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
So pink.
So pink.
So pink and yummy.
So red and angry.
Mm. And at the end, she says, walk in front of me. Walk like a model bitch.
Model for me, bitch.
I want to have you for dessert.
I would watch a spinoff completely, mostly to see how unhinged she gets. And she is extremely entertaining. I don't care if it's manufactured. It's needed on this season that is basically breaking the waves.
What's amazing about Jasmine is I actually do not believe that she's being performative.
I totally agree.
I don't. This is her.
I wonder if she's even nuttier behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you follow her on Insta,
her Insta is pretty unhinged too.
She did some lives that were pretty interesting last season.
Do you all have any more about them, or shall we move on to the couple I call Riolet?
This is vintage 90 Day.
It is. So it's Caesar. It's a little Tariq.
Wait, before Poodle says anything, because I want to know what unfiltered, what are your initial thoughts on Riley?
I won 90 day bingo within 5 minutes.
He looks way older than 48.
Don't trust women. Ding.
Yeah. Can't you find a woman over here?
Ding.
Ding.
Adorable father. Ding.
Yeah. Also,
please follow her in a car.
I screamed and I went and I said, this is your garden variety sex tourist, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the grossest thing, what cemented that was the first episode when he's like, so all of a sudden I just wound up on a Vietnamese women's dating app.
Like you do.
They were up at night when I was up. So I thought, why not?
And it was right. So specific. No one just says, and I just found a Vietnamese women only dating app.
Because people aren't up at night at all in America.
There's not one single woman in America that stays up past 9 o'clock. That's ready. That's DTF.
Never. No.
Doesn't happen. Never.
I find this guy, he's somewhere in the spectrum of, on the sex tourist spectrum. He's somewhere, if Big Ed is like at a 10, if Pred's like at a 10.
And David's 9.5.
Yeah, David's really up there.
Yeah.
At least he's literally appropriate. This guy's age-appropriate.
Honestly, in hindsight, we all like David now. I mean, most people like David now. There's been a redemption arc.
I hated him on the episodes we watch.
If you're being honest with yourself, this motherfucker moved there. I think he's a 10, and Ed is a 9.5.
I agree. And then
that's true.
To me, he's somewhere, if Tariq is like a 4 or 5, he's like a 6. This guy's a little above the
Tariq though had a last minute audible that he pulled, so that gives him a couple extra
that's
points.
True.
What
that's
makes Tariq
true.
Lower than Riley though?
Oh yeah, that's
Tariq
true.
Had two. Tariq had two in the bullpen.
That's right.
Remember, he was doing multiple countries.
See,
like...
I think Tariq bugs me more than. I mean, I agree with all of you, but yeah, to me, Tariq would be higher than Riley. But boy, this is a very,
I guarantee
this is a very
you,
debatable game.
You're going to change your mind before the end of this season.
That's true.
You,
I mean,
I promise
look, the guy,
you.
The guy is literally about to hire a professional stalker. Mm-hmm.
And the fact
that's not great.
Who smokes cigars at their computer in the
middle
of the
at
day?
All. My father.
I mean, here's the thing. I feel like this is something where you decide, what am I going to do to make me stand out on this 90 Day Fiancé show? I'm going to start smoking a cigar. It feels like a picked up habit, and it's creepy as fuck. There's nothing, y'all, men out there, straight men who are listening, 4 of you, if you get to a point in your 50s, and you like, I'm going to pick up cigar smoking because I think that's hot and women will find it charming. Let me disabuse you of that. No one thinks it's hot. It's not.
Kyle, you're 67.
It's,
tell us about
it's
your
creepy.
Cigar smoking habits.
Well, it depends. I think if you're married by the and if you're still married by the time you're in your 50s, they start cigar smoking to get away from their wives. So I think
that's
for that
true.
Reason, it's the opposite.
But don't choose it.
It worked for my dad. And I believe that if he was single at any point in his life after 50, this would have happened.
He would have been
not necessarily
the Vietnam.
Not the Vietnamese dating app.
Oh. Okay.
No, not that.
He never
knew what an app was, but the indoor cigar smoking probably.
So let's jump in, and Riley is going to visit his dad, who kind of barely made it through COVID, because as he says, the stubborn SOB pulled through, and his father's making curried goat.
Not healthcare workers or anything.
No.
No. I thought this guy was going to be all fragile and like just barely there. He's
lively, spry.
Yeah, he was super spry.
Now, I also have to ask, where do you get goat in this area of Pennsylvania? Do you buy it from a local goat farmer? Is there a trini community?
Do Amish people do goats?
I don't know. I just know that here in Los Angeles, I can't just go to the farmer's market and say, give me your best goat. And I doubt you could go to Albertson's and find
You're not you going to the right farmer's market. Come on. Yeah.
You know what? If I went to the one in like Brentwood, I'm sure I could or something like that. But I'm saying the farmer's market, the one near the Grove.
Little Ethiopia?
Oh, in Little Ethiopia, I could have gotten that. I live so close to there. I shouldn't tell people where I live.
You know, you can get it.
Lancaster Online in Pennsylvania says that.
Maddie's Amish, like Googling this right now.
I am. Amish you can get it at the farmers are getting yeah, Poodle, into the you, meat goat business.
You maybe, can get it at the farmer's market on 3rd Street. I just found it
maybe
at the Grove.
It's soup, maybe goat is easier to purchase than I thought.
I mean, if you're so there's good. A lot of places in L.A. that have goat yoga. I mean, it just depends on how determined you are.
Exactly. It's true. You do they relax you and then you eat that.
I think those are babies, so even more tender. All the supple. Animal people are gonna get.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
just remember when Ari and Benny sacrificed the goat. That was a bad episode for us.
Oh, that.
Oh,
was
very yeah.
Traumatic.
No,
three it, weeks we, of fallout and drama.
We can't even talk about dogs on the show anymore because the dog.
They're banned
mafia,
from the Facebook group. It's a sissy squad.
Even,
they cannot
to
talk
even
about
mention a dog is banned.
Yeah, they don't even
our
let
Facebook
it.
Group.
I want to ask for details, but I don't want to incite a riot.
Well, no,
so.
Because some asshole, somebody shows a cute picture of their dog just saying, look how cute my dog looks in this tuxedo. And then some person who has to make it about them goes, I hope that dog's not from a breeder and is a rescue. Right. And I'm like, this is about right. their dog in a tuxedo. Yeah. It wasn't about that.
So the most predictable thing that ever happened was when the talking about Tiff on Queer Love's dog drama turned into a poster picture of your dog thread.
Oh, yeah. That was the most predictable thing that happened.
I love the poster picture of your dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I do, too. I like those.
Despise it. I have to. People think that I hate dogs because I don't have one. But
people
I
said
love,
the same thing about me.
Yeah. I love dogs. I just don't want them in my house or on my person.
Well, my dog used to like fart around Kyle and like literally put her dirty ass on his.
All I want you to do is love my dog, okay?
Actually, yeah. All I want you to do is act like you give a shit about my dog. Is still
I want
my
you
favorite
to act
line.
Like it.
It's still my favorite line from the series. Next to she threw
bed.
A pet. She threw a pet gate at me.
She threw a pet gate at me. Okay, so. Is this fraudacity or is this shitty that the dad is just now telling his son that he has about 150 texts from his girlfriend? Right. And
are all 150 of these from today?
I thought that was nuts. So even that,
I've never seen that
like,
before
that's
on
a
this
red
show.
Flag.
That was something new for 90 Day, right? That has to be.
I have a feeling, though, what I thought was maybe he blocked her. And she did have his father's number, and so so what she did is she kind of used when they were as Riley says when we weren't on good terms, because you know these two have broken up and gotten back together like 1,100 times, and at one point. I think this was probably a reenactment. I don't think, because Riley's not that great of an actor to pull this off. It felt like a reenactment to me. I feel like it probably did happen, but it was the reenactment.
If this happened to me, I would be stunned into nonverbal. I don't even know if I could muster the sentence to talk to the camera in the way that Riley was.
That's why it feel like a reenactment to me. I need to say that if someone did this, if an ex did this to my mother, to Mother Poodle, if someone sent that, I think she would just start engaging. I don't know why you talk that
they
way about Jaybird.
They would regret it.
They would.
I will never be your daughter-in-law.
The texts were so cringy. And the dad was like, I'll try and call him. Like, did you see his responses? Were hilarious. This poor guy. Oh, this woman.
Moving on, we're back in Stroudburg or wherever the fuck we are in Pennsylvania. And I loved it that we passed. We're so mean to both Ohio and Pennsylvania in our shows, but we passed a sign that said Pennsylvania, pursue your happiness.
I think we're mean to every state except California.
You even make fun of like Modesto, like just last episode. Yeah,
the armpit of my taint, Modesto. You make fun of, like. Dude, imagine getting catfished and you live in Modesto. Just imagine what your life is like.
I immediately said, well, y'all, that's the first thing I think of is Chandra Levy and Gary Condit. And then for some reason, I did not also say Lacey Peterson. And because I didn't say Lacey Peterson, I bet you I got 300 DMs saying, how could you not talk about Lacey Peterson?
That's for you to deal with, not me.
How dare you?
Thank y'all for messaging Poodle and not me. Thank you.
But you know what? I think it's fair. Or most people said, you know, when I think of Modesto, I think of Lacey Peterson. And I said, I really should have said that because I have a cabaret song that I often sing about mass murderers who I've had previous relationships with. And Scott Peterson is in there because he was a
When I think of Modesto, I think of like a soul that's been strip mined.
Wow.
Too far. You said the same thing about Sacramento. Like, it's not
Sacramento is awful too.
Anyone that lives in Sacramento would agree with that though.
Yeah. Agree. It's like when
I liked Sacramento.
Oh,
but I was
shut there. Up.
It was cute.
Y'all, so we're smoking stogies while we're talking with the PI.
This guy talks to his PI like my father-in-law talks to any foreigner.
He's screaming at them.
Will you follow her
in an automobile?
I want to know if she's really divorced.
Like the louder equals better English.
I have her passport.
Everything about this conversation creeped me out.
Not okay.
And especially when will you follow her in the car? And I expected a follow-up question that said, can you film it for me? It just everything felt like you can do that. You mean I could know where she is at every moment? And it felt dark and gross and not as dark as Daddy's box, because nothing has been as dark as Daddy's box.
Woof.
Y'all, we're gonna get to Daddy's box in the next show.
Oh man. But,
he basically says, well, how often are these women, you know, these women who you can't trust anyway, because every time a woman says I love you, she leaves. How often are these women lying? 80%.
Dude, I think statistically, also, you don't need to hire this guy anymore. You just got your answer.
But isn't this so? I actually believe that might be true. But isn't it confirmation bias? Because the people that would hire a private investigator are already like on the cusp anyway.
They're getting signals that something's wrong.
But it's the woman's fault that he's scammed.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. No. Yeah.
Okay, always.
I love you. That's the reason, not a red.
And
flag.
Well, remember, I love you. You just flip him off. And so he says,
someone said, I love you to me today when I was driving in LA. They did.
Were they Vietnamese?
No.
It's an old Vietnamese custom.
We kind of basically end with him saying, well, you know what? This has been a really nice consult. I may or may not use you.
Maybe I'm not
have yourself
you.
Happy and healthy.
Matt Sharp will be in touch for your $50 Walmart gift card.
Yes, exactly. Please, if you could just finish the survey when we're done, and you'll get that gift card.
When he said, I may or may not require your services, I lost it.
I died too, yeah.
I think y'all. I think we're gonna move on over. I think now's the time to
switch over. I don't know if you're moving on to another dick.
No, I mean to Kevin Kyle's show.
There we go. We gotta
we're gonna move on over to their reality cray cray feed. So y'all,
90 day fiance cray cray feed.
Thank you.
90 day.
I'm so bad at this. 90 day cray cray. 90 day fiance cray cray.
Yes,
if you want to hear about the sad couples, stay tuned.
Wait, real quick though, we're still not. But
that's true. We actually did do all the fun ones. I'm sorry
for new people that are listening to you. I mean, y'all are the OG 90 Day Fiance podcast. Yes. I think y'all started. You are sicker than all of us because y'all started this way earlier. But now you do. What else do you do besides 90 Day now?
Well, we cover on 90 Day Fiance Cray Cray, which is our public podcast. We cover whatever's on Sunday night. 90 Day Fiancé wise. And then we cover all the other stuff like Lip. Love in Paradise, the
we
Caribbean,
didn't even get to
a
90
Day Story. Yeah.
It's,
so we cover
it's
that
shitty
on our
this
Patreon.
Season.
Agreed. It's really bad.
Sign up
for our Patreon.
But I always say when the shows are shitty, we do some of our best work.
I know, it's true.
Yeah, sometimes.
Lip this season has been third string 90 Day Fiancé couples.
It's really what hit the cutting room floor for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're also covering Match Me Abroad, also shitty. You, me, and my ex, boring as fuck.
We just finished the Ultimatum Queer Love though.
That was incredible.
So
yeah.
Fun.
I would say
90 Day UK is coming back in July.
Yes, in July.
We'll be covering that on our Patreon.
I would say you guys, if you could not get enough of the Ultimatum Queer Love. I guarantee you these two people had a really good time. And if you can't get enough, subscribe to their Patreon. You can hear their version.
I think we had a 5-minute reenactment of what the phone yes. call from Lexi to her grandpa might have been like. And
Ray
it was
somebody else.
Who are you?
What do you mean? But you're both
Wait.
Girls, right?
Wait, fingers? What are you talking about?
That's enough for me. I'm signing
fingers.
Up. You mean he put your fingers inside it? She. Oh, I can't get in with this.
Back in my day.
We jerked off to pictures of Louise Brooks.
Well, on that note, be sure to follow Kim and Kyle on Reality Cray Cray.
I lost my fingers in the war.
Oh, wow. You can find them on their public feed. You can also find them on Patreon and Supercast. So, I mean, we know a lot of you have jumped to Supercast. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm uncomfortable.
That got me.
Thank you all so much for being on the show and for y'all listening to us talk about the rest of this episode on their feed. Woo-hoo! Bye.
Bye.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.